Okay, again, we want to continue looking at Bible study. We began last week looking at the importance of every word. Again, every word is connected to another word, and every word has a place of importance. Every word has a purpose. Words, of course, are parts of segments of speech, and every word belongs to a part or category of speech. We saw last week that there are 8 basic parts of speech: nouns, pronouns, adjectives, verbs, adverbs, conjunctions, interjections, prepositions. And every word belongs to one of these parts of speech. And these parts of speech answer the questions of who, what, when, where, why, and how. They all answer, or help to answer, these questions. We saw last week that every word, and again we mean every word has a job description. That is, it does something. It performs a task. And it's very helpful to have some understanding of the task that a word is meant to perform. Last week we looked at the generalities of a noun, person, place, thing, the subject of the sentence. Today we want to look at some generalities about pronouns, which of course replace nouns and help us not to be so repetitive in writing or speaking. Pronouns are extremely important. A lot of people do not pay enough attention to the pronouns of the Word of God. I believe there's a lot of blessings in the pronouns in the Word of God. It helps us, of course, it's necessary to understand who is speaking, who is being spoken of, who is being spoken to. Pronouns, again, are very important. The forms of, there are many categories of pronouns. There are personal pronouns. First person pronouns is the person speaking. That should always concern us. Who is the person speaking? So you have first person, and that'll either be in the singular, such as I, my, mine, me, or it'll be in the plural, we, our, ours, us. There's second person. That is the person being spoken to. That also is singular and plural. Singular would be you and your and yours. Thou, thee, thyself, thine in the scriptures. There's third person, that's the person spoken of. And it's always good to notice in the Word of God, again, we have to identify pronouns. Who's the pronoun referring to? But it's always good to notice a shift in pronouns. When it shifts from first person to second person or to third person. And I believe a lot of people miss that and miss blessings as well. A good example in Psalm 23, if we turn there, a lot of personal pronouns in Psalm 23. Starts out by saying, "The Lord is my," that's a personal pronoun, person who is speaking. "The Lord is my shepherd." I, again, personal pronoun, referring to the person who is speaking, "shall not want." He, now that's third person, the person spoken of. We need to ask ourselves, who's he? Well, it would be the Lord, who is my shepherd. So you've gone from first person to third person. Person speaking to now the person being spoken of. He does something. He maketh me. In other words, he does something to me. Again, me is first person. Person speaking. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." He, again, third person, the person being spoken of, my shepherd. He does something again to me. "He leadeth me," again, first person, "beside the still waters." He, again, third person, person being spoken of, "restoreth my soul." Again, we have my personal pronoun, the person speaking. He, again, third person, person spoken of, "leadeth me," first person, "in the paths of righteousness for his," again, third person. Verse 4, "Yea, though I walk," the I again being first person pronoun, "through the valley of the shadow of death," I, first person again, "will fear no evil." Then there's a shift. There's a shift. "For thou." It's very important. He's gone from talking about to talking to. He's, when he uses thou, he's using second person pronoun. He's talking to the individual. He's talking to the Lord now. He's talking to his shepherd. Big difference. Big difference between talking of, talking about, and talking to. So there's a transition that takes place. And if we fail to notice that transition, and you notice it just with the shift of pronouns, you miss something. Because now what he's saying, or the Lord has his shepherd, is now more personal. He's talking to him. It's always more personal to talk to than to talk of. So he, notice, I, first person, will fear no evil. For this reason, thou, second person he's talking to, for thou art with me, first person. He could have used first person plural by saying thou art with us, and that would be true, but it's more personal when he says, "For thou art with me." And again, he's talking to the Lord now. Continuing, "Thy," again, second person, "thy rod and thy staff," again, thy, second person, he's talking to the Lord, "shall comfort me," first person singular. Thou, still talking to the Lord, "preparest a table before me," first person singular, in the presence of mine enemies. Thou, still talking to, anointest my head with oil. And then you get down to verse 6 and you see his conclusion is surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Again, three personal pronouns. But what's important is not just to notice pronouns. We need to be aware of who the pronoun is talking about, who it is referring to at all times. But and sometimes in some verses that can be a little bit confusing. But we need to take the time to find out what the pronoun is referring to or who the pronoun is referring to. But then we need to notice when there is shifts from first person to second person to third person. And again, there's a transition point here in verse 4 where he's gone from talking of the Lord to talking to the Lord. Notice in John chapter 15, we pick these because they're very obvious. But in John 15, we'll just look at verse 5. I, that's first person, personal pronoun, it's Jesus. I am the vine. Ye, that's second person, he's talking to, and it's plural. Ye, so he's talking to his disciples. Ye are the branches. He, that's third person, he's talking of an individual now. He's talking to them, but he's talking of. He that abideth in me, again, personal pronoun, Jesus, and I, personal pronoun, in him, which is the same as the he, which is the same as the ye, but again, it's third person talking of, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me, first person, ye can do nothing. And then in John chapter 17, John 17 is just personal pronoun after personal pronoun. And what a blessing to follow the personal pronouns, whether they be first person, second person, third person, singular, or plural. What a blessing to follow the pronouns. And so many people just read through this without paying any attention at all to pronouns. There's some undeniable truths that are presented if you just pay attention to the use of pronouns in John chapter 17. John chapter 17, of course, Jesus is praying, so he's the one doing the speaking. He's talking to the Father. He's talking to God the Father. He says, these in verse 1, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, thy second person. He's speaking to the Father. That thy Son, again, second person, he's doing this, he's speaking to God, also may glorify thee. Verse 2, as thou hast given him, referring to himself, but it would be third person. Power over all flesh, that he, there it is again, again, keep track of the pronouns. Him and he is referring to Christ. He should give eternal life to as many as thou. There's again second person he's talking to. Thou being the Father hast given, and the Father has done something. Thou hast, he's done something. Thou hast given him. So he's talking to the Father of those whom the Father has given to Christ. That's very plain. Verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they, third person, those being spoken of, which are the one, who are the they? Those whom the Father has given him. Again, keep track of the pronouns. They is referring back to those whom the Father has given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee. Who's the thee? God the Father. That they might know thee. Jesus is speaking to God, the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom thou, again, God the Father, hast sent. Christ is sent. I, Christ, have glorified thee. Again, we'll just notice here, we're not going to notice the shift in whether it's first person, second person, third person. You won't even point that out any longer. But keep track of the pronouns. Keep track of who's being referred to. I have glorified, I, Christ, have glorified thee, the Father, on the earth. I have finished the work which thou, the Father, gavest me, Christ, to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou, that is, the Father would do the glorifying, glorify me. And how does he do that? With thine own self. Thine referring to the Father, referring to the glory of the Father, which I, personal again, had, speaking of the glory, with thee, the Father, before the world was. I, Christ, have manifested thy, the Father's name unto the men which thou, the Father, gavest me, Christ, out of the world. Thine, the Father, they, those given him out of the world, thine they were, and thou, the Father, gavest them, just loaded with pronouns here, gavest them, those, again, those being spoken of, me, and they, those being spoken of again, have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou, the Father, has given me, Christ, are of thee, the Father. For I, Christ, have given unto them. Now this is very particular. The them is referring to those he's talking about. Again, it's third person, but it's talking about those given unto Christ. For I have given unto them the words which thou, the Father, gavest me, Christ, and they, referring back to the them, have received them, the words, and have known surely that I, Christ, came out from thee. So these individuals know that Christ, know certainly, that Christ came out from the Father. They know something of Christ. And they have believed that thou, the Father, did send me, the Son, Christ. I, Christ, pray for them. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them. He emphasizes it here. When he says, I pray for them, and then when he says, but for them, he is emphasizing. I do not pray for the world, but I pray for them, which thou, the Father, hast given me, the Son, for they, those whom he's praying for, are thine, or God's. And all mine, first person, are thine, the Father's, and thine, the Father's, are mine, Christ's, and I, Christ, am glorified in them. Those he's speaking of. And now, I, Christ, am no more in the world, but these, referring to those he's talking of, are in the world, and I come to thee, the Father. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those, the ones he prays for, the ones given to him of the Father, those whom thou has given me, that they may be one as we, it would be first person plural, are, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And you could read on, but we've run out of time. But you see, pronoun after pronoun after pronoun, keep the pronouns straight. Don't get the pronouns mixed up. Keep them straight. If you have to stop and you have to think about it and you have to examine it, do that. But keep the pronouns straight. It's very, very important just to help us to stay within context. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again, Lord, for this day. Lord, we thank you that you've been so gracious and merciful to us. And we thank you, Lord, for your love and sending your Son to live for us, to die for us, and save our soul. And Lord, we pray today that you'd help us, Lord, to worship you. Help us, Lord, to worship you in a way that would bring honor and glory to your name. Help us, Lord, to be completely focused upon thee. Lord, we pray that you'd speak to our hearts today. We pray, Lord, that you'd meet with us today in a very special way. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.